Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Susan Russell with Keep Louisiana Beautiful. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Noel. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to hear your voice. It's been a while, but a very important topic about litter in our state. Give us an update on the latest.
Sure. We got a lot of exciting things going on right now. And I think one of the things that I'm most excited about is a piece of legislation that was passed this session, authored by Representative Ilg, Act 67. What that does is it gives our state park rangers the jurisdiction to enforce the litter laws outside of state park boundaries. You know, enforcement is a piece to this puzzle of litter prevention, and it's been really a difficult one for so many different reasons, right? And I have to give Lieutenant Governor credit because he challenged us and basically said, you know, no is not an option. Go and figure out how we can make this happen, because he understands that enforcement is a big part of this. And, you know, we did a study just a couple of years ago, and when we polled our citizens, 68% of them wanted more litter enforcement. And so we took the challenge and we tried to be creative and think outside of the box and figure out a way that we could increase not just the enforcement of simple litter, but also illegal dumping gross litter. And so what this piece of legislation does is it really puts the enforcement piece, you know, in our laps from the beginning to the end, from the reporting hotline, the 855 LA litter. People can call that number when they see someone littering or when they see illegal dumping, which is different than how it was handled before. And we will take those calls and we will funnel them to a state park enforcement ranger who will handle the investigations, bring the case up, and hopefully result in more citations.
Absolutely. And I think, Susan, the beauty of this is that everyone recognizes that there's not one agency that has the assets or resources necessary to do this on their own. It's going to take a collaborative effort of the whole, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yes, it brings in our state park rangers, but, you know, we work constantly with all the different agencies. In fact, just this past May, we worked with our Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and they conducted a training with us. We had 39 different enforcement departments there, and we gave them training on how to use surveillance cameras to capture illegal, you know, folks that are doing illegal dumping. And it was just a great success. And from that training, we were able to then award them camera grants. So we were able to provide about $90,000 in funding to for them to buy the cameras, to buy the monitoring software, get these cameras in those hot spots so that we can start cracking down on some of this illegal dumping. So again, to your point, that just shows, you know, the partnerships between our police departments, our sheriff's departments, even our constables and justices of peace who have the authority to enforce the litter laws, and then, of course, wildlife and fisheries.
A lot of times when enforcement authorities come across a litter situation, more often than not, they don't really know what to do with it, right? So it's really good to have an agency that they can lean on that's kind of the gatekeeper, which is you guys, that can provide the guidance and the leadership as to what the next steps are and how we can remediate.
Yeah, and until now, really that 855 LA litter number was really just being used to report simple littering, and it goes through Wildlife and Fisheries and to us. The difference in what's going to start taking place now is that if people see illegal dumping, they can report that, and we now have a way of following up on that, on handling the investigations, and like I said, hopefully bringing, you know, clean up one, and then, you know, citation.
You guys, I love hearing anecdotal stories. You have any to share with us about successes as it relates to this proactive enforcement?
So this is brand new. In fact, we're having a press conference this week. We have our state conference in Baton Rouge coming up next week. And so after the legislation was passed, then the challenge, of course, is, you know, putting a whole new program in place to handle the calls, to track the calls, hiring an enforcement ranger to manage the program. And we feel that it'll be up and running in the beginning of October. So we're in the very beginnings of this effort. But, you know, Neil, I think it has the potential to really be a game changer because, like I said, it's, you know, we were pushed to think outside of the box and be creative and figure out how to do enforcement. Enforcement is something that is, you know, states struggle all over the country with. It's not just in Louisiana with litter enforcement. And if we can make this work, it'll be a game changer, not just in Louisiana, but possibly a model program for the rest of the country.
Absolutely. Sounds like exciting stuff. And you mentioned that you have the Keep Louisiana Beautiful State Conference coming up. Tell us about it.
Sure. Every year we host a state conference. It is the only gathering of folks that are working in this space from throughout the state. So we'll have about 300 people gathered in Baton Rouge at the Crown Plaza. If any of you interested, any of your listeners interested in attending, they can register on our website at keeplouisianabeautiful.org. Like I said, it's a nice mix of local and state government officials, enforcement. We have the Secretary of DOTD that will be presenting. We have folks from DEQ that will be talking about the waste tire program and their new grants available to address that problem. We have people that we bring in from out of the state so that we can look at best practices and policies and what's being done in other states. And, you know, we have a lot of work that we're going to be doing to clean up our waterways coming up in 2026. So that'll be, you know, some of the sessions as well. But it's just a good place for our affiliates. We have, you know, 52 affiliates, community and university affiliates. So people of all ages, all backgrounds, all work in this mission-related work because they love and care for Louisiana. And, you know, they want and to live in a healthy and safe and clean environment.
Absolutely. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Absolutely. Susan, let me ask you this question. I talk about it on this show a lot. I drive downtown plenty. And on the interstate, I find, you know, before the Super Bowl and immediately thereafter, it looked great. It was clean. There was no, you know, car parts, bumpers, tires. The list goes on and on. You drive down there today. In fact, I drove it yesterday. And it's just disgusting. I mean, it's garbage all over the place. Who is actually responsible for that?
So in the local communities, that's the local municipal and parish administration, you know, that is charged with keeping their communities clean. If it is state roadways and interstates, that's DOTD, are those that they contract out to. And, you know, what that tells me, Noel, and you're right about how they, you know, spent extra money and resources making sure that New Orleans, you know, was really clean and shining for our guests. But it tells us something when we don't have that for our own citizens, right, that expectation. And for way too long, our expectations have been too low and our tolerance has been too high. And it shows us that when we have the political will, we can make it happen. So the question is, why is that political will not there 365 days of the year?
Yeah, I'm completely mystified by it all the time because, you know, you've been in this business long enough that human nature is the first impression is a lasting impression. And as you make your way to the city, you know, and you see all of that, it's, you have a lot to overcome at that point in time. And I don't know, this desensitization that we have as citizens here, it drives me crazy that we're willing to accept that because it's just, it, yep. You just, yep. I don't want to overplay this or overstate it, but I feel filthy when I drive through there. I mean, it's just like, come on, we can do this better. I was with my daughter the other day and we went to the salad station over there on Veterans, and I walked out into the parking lot, and they had some circulars on the ground. So I leaned over, I picked them up, walked back inside a salad station, threw them away, you know, because I have a goal every day to pick up one piece of garbage out there in a parking lot or on a street and throw it away, and that's my goal. And it's not hard to reach that goal, unfortunately.
Right.
I wish I could say I had to go hunting. I really want the day that I got to go hunt for a piece of garbage to pick up, right?
But I want the day, Newell, when this is no longer a job.
Yeah,
and I can
exactly.
Retire, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it is someone's job, and I have been fighting for a while. I think that we need to have parish little coordinators. Like, someone needs to be managing the Provident public sectors and involving the businesses, holding them accountable, the individuals, right, the homeowners. It's got to be a collective effort because it's everybody's role and responsibility to keep their neighborhoods and their communities clean. This cannot be solved on the backs of just government or just on the backs of volunteers. We all need to pitch in and be responsible and do our part. But we have
been seeing
a huge difference.
Yeah, you've been to communities, and I've been to communities where there's no garbage, literally.
Yep.
And I talk to the locals. I'm like, you know, where's the garbage? And they're like, well, we don't allow that. We set the bar high, and we're not willing to accept anything less. Bingo, there it is.
Yep. You know? Absolutely. And we have studied, we have looked at other states, right? Why are other states clean? And you hear over and over and over again that they'll go visit, they'll come home, and, you know, they're just amazed at how clean other places are. And when we looked into that, we found that a big part of that is that those counties have litter coordinators, someone who helps manage the contracts for litter removal and lawn, you know, the mowing. That's a big piece of this. Someone who can keep an eye on it and be responsive so that when one mattress shows up, it's clear, it's quickly taken care of, because we all know that one mattress, 2 days later, it's, you know, they have a couple of chairs, and then it's a washing machine, and then it turns into a huge dump site, right?
Or a homeless encampment.
Yeah, we have to be responsive, you know, and we're not.
You know, we have a whole neighborhood that's growing outside of the Costco next to the I-10 right now. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. Susan Russell, thank you for all that you do. Keep Louisiana beautiful. Really appreciate the effort. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Newell. Same to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back, folks. That's Susan Russell with Keep Louisiana Beautiful. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.